Well, Edie, let's talk about teachers in the state of Arkansas. Unfortunately, COVID has really had an impact on the profession, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. And, you know, I appreciate you having me today because, you know, one of the things that we know is that teachers are the single greatest influence on our students, our kids in this state and their academic achievement. And, you know, we know we need to have, must have, day one ready educators in every child's classroom all across our state. And COVID, we know, has been a huge challenge for every profession, honestly. And, you know, when we're looking at teaching, it's no different. And our teachers, first off, need to be applauded, and hats off to them, because they have weathered this storm in an incredible way. I mean, they've had to pivot, many to, you know, kind of going back and forth from remote learning to in-person learning. Arkansas is one of the few states in the United States that maintained in-person education throughout the pandemic, which is incredible, and is a testament to our teachers. They have done this, and our administrators have encouraged that within their district. So it's been a challenge.
Edie, numbers in some parts of the state, especially in the southern part of Arkansas, as far as teachers are down mm-hmm. some. Here mm-hmm. in the north central part of the state, though, the numbers overall are pretty good, aren't they?
Yes, yes. So again, you know, way to go, Bombers. Our north central area has not been as extremely impacted by our teacher shortages. And one thing, Brad, I did want to mention is that, you know, our teacher shortages in this state are no different than every other state. And COVID, it kind of started before COVID, honestly. So COVID basically put a bright light on it, kind of shown the light on where we were really suffering with these shortage areas. But it did begin a little bit, you know, prior to that for a variety of reasons.
Edie, what's happening to get more people into the teaching profession?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that, Brad, because we do have some great initiatives that we're working on right now. And in fact, the one that is really exciting, we have received a grant from Forward Arkansas. They are a nonprofit here in the state that focuses a lot of their work on education and educational issues throughout the state. And they are partnering with us for the Teach Arkansas initiative. And that initiative has enabled us to create a brand new website, teacharkansas.org, if anybody wants to look that up. It is basically to share with folks pathways to teaching, because we've got a lot of different ways for you to become a teacher, and they're not all, you don't have to necessarily go to a four-year university and move away from home. Let me tell you, one of the most exciting pieces of this is there are ways for folks to come out with their, you know, four-year degree and their teacher license, basically almost debt-free.
With some great information, Edie, we sure appreciate it, and glad to have you on the air. You know, you still can't upstage your mom. She's still
Listen,
a superstar here on the radio.
Let me tell you something. I have so far to go to even come close to, her rock star status with KTLO. There is no doubt about that. Those are huge shoes to fill. I did not get my mom's green thumb, unfortunately. So she is definitely, a rock star in my eyes from that perspective, as of course many other reasons why I do. But
definitely. Edie's mom, by the way, is Vicki Garner, who hosts Gardening in the Ozarks on KTLO FM each Saturday morning. So
that's right, Saturday mornings, y'all listen in, because she will be able to help all of us with the brown thumbs ensure that our plants look beautiful every season throughout the year. So, but Brad, I really appreciate this. We've got a lot of exciting stuff happening, and would love to talk to anybody about our teacher pipeline and becoming a teacher. So thank you so much for this time and giving us this opportunity.